A reading from Acts, the 14th chapter. Now at Iconium, they entered together into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So they remained for a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, and some with the apostles. When an attempt was made by both Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to mistreat them and to stone them, they learned of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, into the surrounding country. And there they continued to preach the gospel. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Доброе утро. Well, that it's nothing wrong. It's just a good morning in Russian. Well, you know, when I find out that God gave me a privilege to share with you in this morning, and especially when I look in the scripture, what we have today, that reminds me of my own path. I'm a Jewish believer. So I've been working in the Jewish field since 2004, and God gave me a tremendous opportunity to witness about Christ to the Jews first, and of course to the Gentiles in the land of Russia, Israel, United States, and different parts of Europe. But in this morning, I'd like to share a little bit personal story of mine. I was born and baptized in the Soviet Union time. I was baptized because doctors found out that I have a serious heart defect, and I need to go for cortation of aorta surgery. And my mother, my Jewish mother in the Soviet time, she tell one day, I believe if there are God, I need to baptize my son. Sometime I even start to say, well, thanks God for communism, because commies take away Jews from their roots, so they be able to hear clear proclamation of gospel. And I was baptized in 1982, and after my baptism, before a night of surgery, I pray first time in my life, and I say, God, if you're there, I like to believe in you. And if you help me go for this surgery, one day I'll become your minister. So God fulfilled his part of the deal. I'm still here. So I'll fulfill mine much later. But a few years after, my mom died in a car accident. It was a time when I finally started to find some small pieces of true gospel. And of course, I started to witness to my mother. But then she's dying. And I started to blame God. Why you take her away from me? Because I still use the Russian Orthodox Church stereotypes. If you're not baptized, even if you confess your faith, you go to hell. And I thought, it's not fair my own mother go to hell. And I was very disappointed about Christ. But I realized I need to find some kind of a truth. And one day I realized I need to go back to my ethnic or family roots. So I went to the synagogue, started studying Judaism. And one day, it was during one of the holidays, probably it was the day of Feast of Torah, Simchat Torah, when I meet in a synagogue couple Americans who come to witness to the Jews. So I know gospel. I have knowledge of gospel. I don't have faith. But when I see these people, it's happened with me, same thing would happen with the same Paul and brothers when they witnessed in the synagogue. My soul was poisoned, but unbelief. And I become very, very angry. And I say, how dare you are, well, I don't want to say in the chapel what I tell these guys. How dare you are to come to the synagogue and talk to our people? They say, you should know about Christ. I say, I know about Christ. So what? I know about him. And you know, our days, especially in the churches, we realize, well, we have faith. Sometimes people think that faith is kind of a logical explanation of why we're here. But I can tell you, you may have a knowledge, but that doesn't mean you have faith. Faith do not start work until the God's word and God's spirit start working your life. And I was very, very negative for 3 years about Christianity. Until one day when I was 18, and I actually get married very early, so I married when I was 18. My wife and I would come to the certain circumstances where we can find answer for ourselves. And I tell her, you know what? This Christian says Christ, he is Messiah and God, and he help you and save you. Let's try something. If he answer us, we may consider about coming back. And my wife Anne and me, we stay in Isa in our small apartment, and I say, Christ, I know you're supposed to hear me. And if you help us to find a solution in our situation, I come back. You know what? Within 2 hours, we have answer. And I'll stay on my knees and say, God, I'm so sorry that I was so stupid and so stubborn for 3 years. I know about you. I know general message of gospel. But I was so stupid and blind that I was not able to follow you. And nowadays, we meet with the friends and neighbors, Jews or Gentiles, who may know about Christ, who may have a knowledge about him, but did they really know him? No. Because God's word and God's spirit doesn't start working their heart. And I think it's a treasury of our confession, our Lutheran confession, that no one can come to the Father except when the time when God bring us back. So we may be poisoned by hate or unbelief, but God always have mercy to us. And when grace of time come, we realize how important eternal life would we have in Christ. And I remember one of my famous quote from Dr. Luther. He says, sometime you have to go to the lowest bottom of the hell in your life to realize that you need a Christ indeed. You may come to the time when you start thinking, okay, is there God? I have a knowledge. But indeed, I need him. And I need him like a St. Paul who knows all the law. He actually was, one of his epistles, he says, I was perfect for the law. For us, it's Lutheran. It's hard to believe that somebody perfect in the law. But he was. But he says, one thing I miss it. I miss the person of Christ. And more and more I live as a Christian, and more I live as a Jew, I realize one thing. I really praise God that I have my own way to Damascus when I was able to meet with the Christ. And when we look in our text today, some of the Jews start belief, and some of the Greeks start belief. But some of the people hate the message. I don't know what's happened with these people who hate this message in Paul's time. But I hope some of them, like me, even who have a knowledge of Scripture, but do not take it, do not believe it, come back to God. Because God, in His love, start talk to people's heart, and people cannot say no to Christ. And I praise God that I have this opportunity to share with you a little part of my small life. And I want to encourage you guys, if you have any friends and neighbors and relatives who are so blind, keep praying for them, because I'm sure somebody praying for me in that time. Maybe those American missionaries to whom I'm saying, get out of our synagogue. They maybe pray for me. And that miracle happened. I got eternal life in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.